Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Coming up shortly, we'll have some details about a very important farm safety meeting that's taking place at Rafoe Livestock Mart tomorrow. But first of all this evening, let's hear about an open day that's taking place in Buncrana. Inishowen Co-op is celebrating 30 years in the town. To find out more, I've been speaking with the manager of Inishowen Co-op, Paddy Gallon. Exciting times for all involved. You've got a big open day taking place in Buncrana. It's all part of your 30th celebrations down there.
That's right, Chris. We're 30 years in business this month. And we opened in Buncrana in 1987. And we have a big day planned tomorrow.
And the Inishowen Co-op, it's a household name throughout the peninsula. And essentially, set up in the beginning for really as a farm supplier, and I think the history shows it all began in the old Lough Swilly railway station down in Carndonagh. That was back in 1963. A lot of water under the bridge since then.
I certainly did, Chris. I said I wasn't around that time, but it was set up in 1963 by a fella called Donal Noon, and thanks, Donal's still alive, and Helen Hardy, and I hope they've been tomorrow to our open day. And I say we set up in Carndonagh, and we moved to Buncrana then in 1987.
And as time progressed, you had a number of outlets. The stores all got bigger and bigger, and your present premises, it's not the one that actually was there originally in Buncrana.
No, it's not. We had a premise rented at the front on the Crockhill Road, and then we bought a field behind that, I think in the early 1990s, and we built the store we're in now today. We extended then in, I think, in the early 2000s, because we moved into building materials and all that during the building boom, and we're accessed now from the back rather than from the Crockhill Road, you know.
And you've moved with the times. Your whole product range has expanded hugely from those early days. And I suppose we can get an example of that tomorrow at the open day, because there's various departments within the store. And significantly, Paddy, you're going to have quite a number of people there with some really good advice and tips.
We certainly have, Chris. We have a number of experts come from different companies. We have a grass expert, a fellow from a chemical company, a guy from an animal medicine company, a guy discussing insulation, a roofing expert, and somebody talking on paint. So if anybody has any questions, feel free to come along, you know.
And it really is a great opportunity for local people to come to one place and to get that sort of quality advice from people who really are in the know.
Absolutely. We had a summer day in 2013 when and a show in Carndonagh, when we were 50 years of co-op, and I think everybody was very impressed with the expertise on the day. Now, I say we have a number of other things as well happening too. Say if somebody has a problem with an electric fence or a battery fence, bring it along on the day. There's an expert there, and he'll check the fence out for you free of charge.
And as well as products, health is so important, and we often hear that particularly farmers don't look after themselves enough and don't go for a checkup. And, you know, if in doubt, check it out. And actually, here again, an opportunity at the co-op in Buncrana. You're going to have a number of health checks.
We certainly are. There are two nurses that will be there in the day, and anybody wants to get their health check free of charge, that's, feel free to come along. We've done this a number of times before, and even in our mart, we ran it maybe a number of years ago, and it has been very popular this, you know, because as you say, Chris, a lot of people, maybe, and farmers in particular, maybe don't go along to the doctor, and it gives them an opportunity. And I say, I think it was maybe 3 years ago or 4 years ago here now, a farmer came back to me and he thanked me. He said that when he went to the nurse, they discovered a wee problem, and he was on to the doctor, and he said only for that day, he says he wouldn't have known. You know what I mean? And that was a big help to him, you know.
Yeah. And sometimes me, when it's somebody from outside the area who's coming in, people sometimes maybe even prefer that.
That's absolutely right, exactly right, you know. And it's confidential, like there's two different offices, the two nurses have two separate offices, so that'll be all done confidentially, you know.
Now, because it's the 30th anniversary, you've a number of special deals, and it's a case of the early bird catching the early worm.
Certainly is. Now, we have, we expect most of the companies there and the experts to be there from around 10 o'clock, but the doors will be open at 8:30, and there's a number of super deals there happening in the morning, so anybody wants any of those, it's important to come along early, and that's first come, first served in those. But there's specials all day, and there's a number of spot prizes all day, and we have one major draw in the evening for a Stanley stove. And while you're there too, you can have a cup of tea, where there'll be some refreshments on the day.
Important to point out also, Paddy, that the likes of Inishowen Co-op in Buncrana, you're a major employer, and that's significant for the local economy.
It certainly is. Now, overall, Inishowen employ roughly about 60 full-time staff, and Buncrana, we have approximately 8 staff there, you know, and as I say, we're a major employer on the peninsula.
And over the years, you've built up a great rapport with people and the loyalties there. And that is significant because people have a trust in going to a place like yourselves down there. And when you have that trust there, it helps to foster repeat business.
It does indeed, I. And I say it, so we're very thankful to all the customers and all the branch areas, like, you know, that the people are loyal and come back to us. I'd like to take this opportunity to maybe thank everybody for their business in the past, and hopefully it'll continue with us in the future. And just on, like, a number of great deals now, there are a number of companies that's coming along, has super deals in the day now, like there's deals in Dockstar, Ectofly Poron, by Mecton, they're dealing in cement, so people feel free to come along. And I say we have all the specials up, offers are up on our website, and if anybody wants to or call on the branch, they're leafed on the branch.
We've had a lot of consolidation of smaller businesses over the years, and Inishowen Co-op would be no exception. And it's all about, I suppose, in many ways, having the ability to buy in bulk. And by tying in with groups, in your case, I think, with Topline, it enables you to really bring the best value right down to grassroots level.
That certainly does, is right. And I say Topline, we joined Topline maybe 20-odd years ago now. That's the time we moved onto the building end of it, like, you know, and I say they've been a great help to us, and, you know, and developing the website alongside them and all that, you know, and that's been fantastic for us, you know.
And I suppose it's worth pointing out that, you know, some people, when they hear Inishowen Co-op, think it's maybe purely relating to the farming sector, but over the years you've branched away, and of course you still cater for them, but if you look at all the various departments that you have, everything from home decor to gardening, building materials, it really is a one-stop shop.
Oh, certainly is. Now, I say we do a huge range of paint and flooring and as you say, gardening and building, we you know what I mean, and we have excellent staff that are very knowledgeable, so I say we do a good range. I say the Topline Group has been an excellent help to us in that area too, you know.
And in conclusion then, tell us about the opening hours for the open day.
We have it advertised from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. I say most of the company reps have been at that stage. Our doors will be open at 8:30 now for anybody who wants to come on early, and I say the super deals are on. They'll be kicking off at 10 o'clock. So anybody wants to come on early, I say for other deals, feel free to come on at 8:30.
And no doubt you'll be hoping that in 20 years' time it'll be the 50th anniversary of Inishowen Co-op in Buncrana.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah.
One other thing, Paddy, just before we let you go, the farming community is sometimes a good barometer of how the local economy is doing, and we've had a couple of up and down sort of years from your own business there. Do you feel there's a pick-up at the moment?
Well, I suppose the cattle's flying at the moment now. The cattle trade has good. The sheep maybe isn't just maybe not as buoyant as it was a couple of years ago, but it's still not bad, you know. But I say but it's challenging times. A lot of regulations in the farming industry, and it's always challenging for farmers, you know. And the weather then is the other thing on top of that. Like, you know, we had a very mild early part of the spring, but I say we could do it picking up now. Maybe a bit of good weather wouldn't go much if I could get it.
And you know in your business that the cute farmer out there is always looking for value, and it keeps everybody's on their toes. I mean, you have to have a competitive product or you won't sell it.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I think we're some super deals now on Friday, so hopefully people will come along and support us. And I'll say, take again, thank people for their business and custom in the past.
Paddy Gallon, manager of Inishowen Co-op. Well, a farm safety information night will be held in Rathfomar tomorrow evening at 7:30 p.m. in association with ICOS Skillnet and the Irish Farmers Journal. Speakers will include Jim Dockery of Farm Relief Services. I've been speaking with Ray Doyle, ICOS Smart's executive, about what should be a very informative event and an evening well worth attending. Ray Doyle, it's very important that there's a big turnout because, particularly this time of year, unfortunately, we do see a lot of farm accidents.
Well, definitely, and on all through the year, but especially during the summer months when there's heightened activity with tractors and all the silage and slurry, etc. But not only tractors, livestock are a major contributor to unfortunately, numerous farm deaths and other serious accidents as well. And we need to heighten awareness on that at farm level. ICOS Skillnet is the training arm of ICOS. ICOS itself is the umbrella body for cooperatives, and that training is extensively used at MART operator level, because MART drovers by law have to have training in handling animals and health and safety, but that doesn't particularly mean that it filters all the way down to farm level. So this is just an effort to try and heighten awareness at farm level that, you know, people need to be conscious of safety.
And there will be a number of speakers on the evening.
Yes, we are. We're having speakers from the Farmers Journal, excuse me, and also the Farm Relief Service are making presentations, and they are highly qualified in farm safety and matters, both inspection levels and in education.
And is this part of a national series of events?
Well, I suppose, yes, we're looking at doing that. It's a great credit to Joanne Harkin and Ian Maxwell of East Donegal MART. They had the idea, and they came forward with the idea, and they asked, you know, could we support it from the ICOS Skillnet's point of view, and we were more than happy to do so. So Donegal has, I suppose, started this ball rolling, and it's definitely something that we in ICOS are going to push at a national level now, because it's again, very important, and it's not a mandatory thing for farmers to be involved in it, but it's a bit like if people have ever completed a safe path course for working on a building site. You're not told anything you didn't know with common sense. But when it's laid out in front of you, all of a sudden maybe something drops a penny in your mind or whatever, that, you know, you're going to now look at things in a different way, in a more safety-conscious way.
Ray Doyle, ICOS MART's executive. A reminder then that Farm Safety Information Night takes place in Rathfomart tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Just time for the livestock prices, cattle prices. Steers making €4.05 to €4.15 a kilo. Heifers €4.15 to €4.25 a kilo. Bulls making €4 to €4.15 a kilo. And cows €3.25 to €3.75 a kilo. The sheep price update. Well, factories paying €5.60 to €5.70 a kilo to 21 kilos. A strong trade for cull ewes. Well, that's it for this evening's edition of Farming News and Views. As always, many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.